Rahim, so today inshallah we will have, you know, a class about marriage inshallah, and from today we will discuss the gates of happiness in marriage, which are called bridges of love. Okay, inshallah, I hope that through these bridges of love, inshallah, you will have, inshallah, a good idea how to have your marriage a good and a successful one. But actually, I want to start with a rule, a Quranic rule about marriage, so that inshallah, you always keep it in your heart and you always follow it, because it will help you, okay, to follow these bridges of love, inshallah. Beginning sisters, inshallah, we must always remember this Quranic rule, which will make us to live our marriage as an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower our marriage with His mercy. This rule is mentioned in Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, verse number 162 and 163. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. Again and again, sisters, for your marriage, for and for any actually responsibility and trust in your life, you must have a strategy. And when this strategy will be clear in your spirit, and when you will be believing in this strategy, inshallah, it will be easy for you to follow it, and inshallah, it will be your way to happiness and success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in these two verses of the Quran, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily my prayer, my sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah, the Lord of the mankind, jinn and all that exists. He has no partner, and of this I have been commanded, and I am the first of the Muslims. This rule of the Quran actually is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, command to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and command to every Muslim. What is the meaning of this rule, sisters? I will clarify it to you inshallah now, so that inshallah you keep it in your heart all the time. The verses, surah number 6, verse number 163 and 163. Okay, I will write it for you again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding us to follow this rule, that your prayer, our prayer, our living, our sacrifice, and our death. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And our dying are for the sake of Allah. What is the meaning of for the sake of Allah, sisters?
Actually, I want to remove it.
Rahim, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who commanded you to take care of your family. So when I am taking care of my family, I am taking care of my family because this is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am ready for any response from my husband. If my husband is happy, alhamdulillah. If my husband is not happy, alhamdulillah. Because Allah is pleased with me. And I am getting the reward from Allah. And while I was cleaning my house, I was getting my reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When my husband will come, it will not make any difference for me, his words. Because I already received my reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because I was working and doing all my responsibilities. And I leave marriage as a trust, because it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Muslima has to have one important character, which is mentioned in Surah An-Nisa. I will mention it to you now, sisters, because when you will learn these basic rules about marriage, then the gates of happiness will be easy for you, inshallah. Now we will read from Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4. I will tell you about the word, one word only, which can help you a lot to make your marriage an act of worship, inshallah. Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, verse number 34. in number 34. I will read it for you in Arabic and in English, and I will tell you the word which we Muslim wives actually must know its meaning and follow it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله. Men are the protectors and maintainers of women, because Allah has made one of them to exceed the other, and because they spend from their means. This is the husbands. Therefore, the righteous women are devoutly obedient to Allah and to their husbands, and guard in the husband's absence what Allah ordered them to guard. The word is qanitat. Qanitat is that. What is the meaning of the word qanitat? The righteous wives are the qanitat. The qanitat are the devoutly obedient. What is the meaning of devoutly obedient? And not only obedient, devoutly obedient equal to you choose to obey. I choose to leave marriage as an act of worship. I choose to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I choose to be the righteous wife. Why you choose? Because I want my marriage to be an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever Allah is commanding me, I will follow it. I choose it. I like it. I love it. I want to do it. When you love to do a deed, you will do it, or an action, in the best shape. You are not forced. You are not pressurized. Okay? Or you hate it. When we hate to obey our husbands, or to have a good relation, or to accommodate, or to forget, or to forgive, we will never succeed in our marriage. But when I leave my marriage devoutly obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the time I feel Allah between me and my husband, the commands from Allah, obedience for Allah, the reward from Allah, complaint to Allah, patience for the sake of Allah, this is the devoutly obedient Muslimah whom Allah will make it easy for her, inshallah, to have a successful marriage. Okay? So this has to be clear for the strategy of every Muslimah, whom she is willing to leave her marriage as an act of worship. And again, sisters, marriage is more important. It's supposed to be important for the man and woman, but in reality it is more important for the woman, because women are created to be mothers and to be wives. Okay, this is the duty of the women on the earth, to be a mother and to be a wife. Okay? You can be a physician, you can be an engineer, you can be a teacher. This is actually not the goal of your creation as a woman in Islam. In Islam, you must know that the goal of creation of the woman is to be a wife and to be a mother, so that you will raise, okay, the men whom they will be the future of Islam. Okay, so when I realize the importance of my goal, I will be trying all the time to have my marriage a successful one. How I can have it a successful one? Not through changing my husband. Okay, this is the problem. When you marry and you are not happy with your husband, okay, there is a very simple equation. He has to change. If he changed, life would be excellent. And this is why divorce is increasing and increasing and increasing. As a true believer, whom you realize that, you know, in life, I want to live my life as an act of worship. I have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with me. I am obeying Allah. I am looking for the reward from Allah. Alhamdulillah. I never try to change a human being, because none can change the human being. The human being can be changed if he is willing to change himself. Okay, but you cannot change anyone. You can change yourself. You cannot change your daughter. You cannot change your son. So you never can change your husband. Those whom they are under the impression that I can force and pressurize my husband to change, your husband is deceiving you. Okay, your husband wants some mental peace with you. He knows you. You will keep on. Repetition. Okay, so hold on. I obey you. In front of you. Okay, then Allah knows what He is doing outside, because you are forcing and pressurizing. Okay, we are not as true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala living our marriage life as a fight. This is not the goal of marriage. The goal of marriage is to live it as an act of worship, so that inshallah we will have successful Muslim families, because we will be questioned on the day of judgment about ourselves, about our husbands, about our kids, and we want alhamdulillah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us in the worldly life, because Allah is the only power, Allah is the only will, Allah is the source of mercy, Allah is the controller, Allah is the one who can give you a solution in every problem, Allah is the one who can get you out of every disaster. So you are the one in great need to be all the time in the best relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that all the time you have the full trust that Allah will take care of me, Allah will make for me an out, Allah will alhamdulillah provide me with all I am in need of. Then someone will ask you, how you have all this trust in Allah, alhamdulillah? You tell her, because all praise to Allah, I am living my life as an act of worship to Him, and He promised that if you obey Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of you and will make for you an outlet and will provide you. And man yatawakkal ala Allah fahuwa hazbu. Whoever has trust in Allah, Allah will be, alhamdulillah, sufficient for him. Alhamdulillah. Sister, this is the mercy of the Islam for the spirits. All the time, alhamdulillah, your heart will be full of mercy, tranquility, peace, hope. All the time will be full of hope. Someone will come and tell you, you have a lot of problems. How come you are psychologically stable and you have a balanced spirit? You will tell her, all praise to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, out of His power, alhamdulillah, is showering me with all this trust, peace and tranquility, because I am obeying Him and living my life for His sake. Alhamdulillah, this is how you will love Islam. You will love the Quran. You will love Allah. You will love to obey Him. And you will love the link with Him. When the time of prayer comes, you run for prayer. Why I run? I want to meet Him. I want to talk with Him. I want to give Him all my problems while I am in the sujood. And I want Him to replace my problems with trust, hope, inshallah, and blessings, inshallah. So these facts has to be clear in your spirit. You must accept it. You must agree for it and promise Allah to follow it. When this is clear for you, inshallah, gates of happiness will be easy for you.